With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. It's one of the biggest off-year elections ever, with a huge New York City mayoral election in the balance. President Trump is inserting himself into the New York City race for mayor, backing independent Andrew Cuomo against Republican Curtis Sliwa and Democrat Zoran Mamdani.
The race has made Mamdani a national figure as he has drawn the ire of Trump and other Republicans who have tried to cast him as the face of a new, more radical Democratic Party. Trump has also threatened to take over the city if Mamdani wins, as well as arrest and deport the state assembly member who was born in Uganda but is a U.S. citizen.
Correspondent Julie Walker reporting. Other races include contests for governor in Virginia and New Jersey, along with a redistricting battle in California. Dick Cheney, who served as George W. Bush's vice president, has died from complications of pneumonia and cardiac and vascular disease.
Following the September 11th terrorist attacks, Cheney consistently defended the use of surveillance tools and detention, and he was a leading advocate for the invasion of Iraq. His conservatism and hard-charging style angered many Democrats, but years after leaving office, Cheney became a target of Donald Trump when his daughter, Congresswoman Liz Cheney, became the leading Republican critic of Trump's effort to overturn the 2020 presidential election.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston said Cheney was 84 years old. Signs of a potential end to the government shutdown are intensifying, with behind-the-scenes talks. They come as the federal closure, now in its 35th day, is on track to become the longest ever, disrupting the lives of millions of Americans. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 251 points. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on faith. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds about two-thirds of adults would prefer that the country be made up of people belonging to a variety of different religions, while the other one-third would rather the U.S. be predominantly Christian. Strong majorities of white evangelical Protestants and Hispanic Protestants would prefer the country was mostly Christian, as do 55% of Republican Party members. Michael Harrington reporting.
It's official. Barcelona's Sagrada Familia Basilica is the world's tallest church now that a part of its central tower has been lifted into place. The masterwork of architect Antoni Gaudí now rises to 534 feet above the city, just beating out the tip of the spire of Germany's Ulmer Munster, which tops out at 530 feet, and the Sagrada Familia is still growing. This is SRN News. A new partnership between AI infrastructure startup Lambda and Microsoft. Bob Agnew reports.
The multi-billion dollar deal means Lambda will now be providing NVIDIA-powered GPU clusters to Microsoft. The clusters will underpin Microsoft's Azure AI services, supporting applications like autonomous driving, biotech computing, and enterprise AI. The collaboration highlights how hyperscalers are teaming more deeply with hardware-focused startups to meet surging AI demand. Bob Agner reporting.
Stability AI has mostly prevailed against Getty Images in a British court battle over intellectual property. The judge's decision released Tuesday shows Getty narrowly winning its trademark infringement argument but losing its copyright claim. Getty says the ruling is a significant win for intellectual property owners. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.